Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So we discussed some of the issues related to mortgage or to the pledge, rahn. So we open the floor for questions. If you have any question. Yes, the brother there.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
You said that you can give a cow in mortgage. You can give a cow.
Yes.
And if you are feeding it, you can use the milk. So is it compulsory on the person who is drinking the milk and using the milk to reduce the price of the loan?
You mean the owner of the cow or the one who has the cow?
The one who has the cow.
No, the loan is loan. I gave you 1,000 euros. You gave me your cow as a pledge. The Prophet والسلام, permits me to milk it and drink the milk. Has nothing to do with the loan. Because who's feeding the cow? Who's giving it grass? Who's buying the grass? I am. It's in my barn. I'm feeding it. I'm taking care of it. Therefore, I can milk it only. But this does not mean I can also slaughter it and make steaks for people. No, this is the only thing that is permissible for me. If it's a horse and I'm feeding the horse, and it's permissible for me to ride it, to go around with it. If it's a car and he tells me you have to take the car around the block every day, put some oil, put some gas. This is also similar, but not to go beyond that and travel from one area to the other and go sightseeing and using it excessively. This goes against the rule. Yes.
My question is regards with the guarantee, like the third person taking the guarantee of repaying, that brother Abdullah will repay the loan and I take as a guarantee. And if he doesn't, the third person will pay the amount. It's happening today a lot in the Indian subcontinent over here.
Are you saying that there is a third party involved?
Who's taking the guarantee of the repaying of the loan?
So he is like a mediator. He is like a broker. Instead of my car or my camel or whatever is kept with the person who had given me the loan, it's kept with a third party who is objective. There is nothing wrong in that, inshallah. I hope that is the case. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
I heard one scholar saying that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took loan from this Jew to feed some poor people. At that time, he didn't have any money. So he gave this armor as a mortgage and took grain from Jew. That was the reason he took a loan.
Either way, akhi, whatever the reason is, I've never heard this before. Therefore, if it's not authentic, if it's not through a hadith that is authentic, an authentic chain of narrators, we cannot take it. But even though if this is true and this was the reason, still this is not means of limiting our transactions with the disbelievers if we are going to feed poor people. This is a hadith by the Prophet ﷺ of his actions. So what can we learn from it? We learn from it that it is openly permitted for me to deal with the non-Muslims without any questions asked. It is permitted for me to deal with someone whose income is haram, like the Jews. Now, is this a recommendation? Leave the Muslims and deal with the Jews? Definitely not. We're just saying the borders of our dealings, what is right and what is wrong. The wrong is haram. We cannot do it. But if I see someone dealing with a Christian or a Jew selling and buying, I would not say, Ya akhi, you should fear Allah. This is wrong. No, it's not wrong. The Prophet did it, alayhi salatu wasalam. Who's better in iman and knowledge, you or the Prophet? Definitely the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Now the question which I am going to ask is asked by many regarding dealing with the Jews and the Christians or maybe the non-Muslims. Is it permissible to consume eatables from the Zionist companies knowing that a part of the money we spend in buying these products will be used against our own Palestinian brothers?
This is a common question, and it means that you should stop buying anything that is from outside of your country, whether it's from UK, from Europe, or from America, especially because they pay taxes when you buy things from them, and the government pays money to Israel. And this is a long loop. What you intend to buy and utilize is for your own good. It's halal. You cannot tell anyone it's haram. The Prophet ﷺ used to buy things that belong to the disbelievers. he bought things from the Jews. And he fought the Jews. So they were enemies of Islam. He bought from Byzantium. He bought from the Romans. He bought from the Persians. All of this used to come to Medina. And they know that the origin of this product is from a disbeliever country. And never the Prophet told them, don't buy it. And therefore, we may not exceed and say, Akhi, this is haram because the country does this or that. I'm buying something that is useful for me, and there's nothing wrong in that. If you want to refrain, this is up to you. Yes, Akhi.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
My question is that there's a hadith which says that the Prophet ﷺ was narrating a story about two men, that one of them takes a loan and the other says the giver of the loan, the provider of the money, the one who is giving the loan, he says that who call for a witness. So the other man says, the one taking the loan, he says that Allah is sufficient as a witness. So maybe this hadith can be used as a weapon for people who want to get away with witnesses.
Who want to?
Who do not want to provide witnesses for a loan.
Well, this, first of all, is an authentic hadith. It's reported in al-Bukhari. And the Prophet is telling us, alayhi salam, about an action between two that happened in pre-Islam era. One wanted money, the other provided the money but asked for a witness. And the man is his friend. So he said, Allah is our witness. So there's nothing wrong in that. The recommendation is to write certificate so that you can guarantee your money. And we know that the story goes on that the man, when it was due to pay the money, he could not find a boat to cross the river and go to his friend. And he was very anxious to return it on time. So he took a log of wood, he put the money inside and put a cork on it. And he threw it in the sea or in the river and said, Oh Allah, pay for me. And the owner of the money used to go every morning to the riverside or to the seaside, waiting for a ship to come for his money, until he found a log, so he took it as a firewood. And he went and broke it, he found the money. A week or so later, the man found a boat, he came, and he brought another parcel of money. He did not tell him about the log, because he threw it just to be safe between him and Allah, not knowing that it would reach. So he came and he apologized, I'm sorry, here's my money. He said, why are you paying it? He said, this is your money. He said, no, Allah Azza wa Jal has paid. And this highlights the trust and the dependence on Allah Azza wa Jal. If you truly dependent on Him and you're honest, Allah will pay for you. But this has nothing to do with when you come in to borrow from me and I tell you, write a paper and you said, no, Allah Azza wa Jal is our witness. Otherwise, we will all lose our money because people are corrupt nowadays. People do not have iman in their hearts. They're not truthful. So this is not applicable. Yes, if you borrow money, the sunnah is you write it down. But if you do not write it down, you're not sinful for doing that. Yes, sir.
Lessee wants to take a flat on rent for 11 months period, and he pays lesser rent. He enters into contract for lesser rent than the market rate. This he pays by paying a heavy deposit, a security deposit. So there are two kinds of payment he makes, one rent, monthly payment, and the heavy deposit. So the deposit that he paid, does it tantamount to RIBA?
So the question, if I understand it, there is a property for rent. If you pay a big deposit, they will give you a reduced rate. And if you refuse to pay a big deposit, they will charge you big amount of rate. This depends on the discount given. If it is realistic, then it is okay. For example, a property that charges 200 a month. They say, if you give us 1,000 as a deposit, 1,000 means that it's almost 5 months worth. It's not that much. And we will give you 180 per month rent. This is acceptable. Unfortunately, nowadays, especially in India and elsewhere, I get a lot of questions like this. They say, you give us 5 million as a deposit or a loan or down payment, and you live in my home for a year, for two, for three, for five. When you want to leave, I'll give you your money back. This is completely riba, because the amount you were supposed to pay for these 5 years is the interest on the loan of the million or the 5 million you have given as a deposit. It is not a deposit. It is considered to be a loan. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.